And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. And Omar Kelly joins us from the Miami Herald. Is Omar, good morning. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on in football. And as we always talk about, the Senior Bowl. And then on top of that, lots of draft picks and trying to figure out how they're going to free up money. So let's start, if you don't mind, with the Tyreek Hill story, who came out on social media. We're going to play this for you here real quickly.
What y'all had heard at the end of the season is frustration, bro. Like, dude, like, bro, I've been winning my whole life, bro. I don't understand, bro. Like, I bust my ass every day. So I deserve to feel like that. I deserve to have some kind of opinion. Y'all just want me to say, oh well, get them next year. Nah, f*** that. We got to come back. Like, we got to put some pressure on. Like, hey, bro. Like, y'all got to fix this, bro. Like, come on. Ask dogs in this. I compete. Like, I love to compete, bro.
All right. So I took that. Hey, Chris Greer, get me better players to play like I do. How'd you take that whole thing plus the frustration? He didn't mention the fourth quarter taking himself out of the game, but outside of that, what'd you think?
Game was decided, Joe. I agree with him. Add some more dogs to this, you know. I think that they've been lacking that for quite some time. Might explain why they don't play tough. Might explain why they get bullied around. Might explain why they're not exactly a tough physical team. But, yeah, he was frustrated. I knew that. He basically – what I found interesting is the fact that he said, you know, I got to put some pressure on them. And that's true. And I've known players who've done that throughout the years. Basically to the organization to make sure that they improve. And I agree with him. I agree with him from that standpoint. Sometimes you've got to put pressure on an organization to prevent them from doing some dumb stuff.
You don't think he wants out, do you? You think he wants out of here? I
don't think it's possible. It's not possible. And financially it's not possible. Dolphins just gave you money. They just re-upped you. I think he understands that situation. He wants to be sent to a winner. More than likely, if they do ship you somewhere, they're not shipping you to a winner. So Tyreek is going to be fine. They're gonna play nice. I knew they were gonna play nice. At Greer.
Yes. Mike McGann. Yes. 100%. Yep. Great. I totally agree.
They're gonna figure to. I expected him to do an about face, or as Mike McDaniel calls it, take backsy, sort of back up his comments, his statements. But and it's Tyreek too. Let's be real about it. You know, we have to become Tyreek experts, and Tyreek is a very unreliable person in when it comes to, you know, being mature and saying, you know, doing the right thing. And what happened at the end of, I don't even blame him for what happened at the end of the game, because he didn't want to talk and they forced him to talk. And for 2 minutes, he says all the right things. And then at the end of that 2 minutes, he gets frustrated and then he becomes Tyreek.
Yeah, well, listen, first of all, he never be a captain for me ever again. Like, yeah. When they have those meetings up there, like, Tyreek, yeah. What do you think? Like, that's done. I mean, he can't throw the GM and the head coach under the bus more than he possibly did this year, right? I mean, he's just got to go out and play better. I'm guessing they're going to do everything they can to get his numbers back up and get the passing game going. Let me ask you this. We're getting ready for the Senior Bowl, and so now they'll start evaluating top juniors and seniors and everybody eligible for this NFL draft. What's the number one need now that you've had a chance to kind of go through everything, or is there two or three positions that you kind of have tied for first there?
Joe, it's funny because I'm doing a series right now in the Miami Herald. Looks at every unit position by position. And sort of evaluates them, the pros, the cons, and the possibilities. The Dolphins need everything. And, Joe, think about this for a minute. When I say everything, I literally mean everything. When they're done, there isn't a single position that they won't need to address, because they're going to cut some players like Raheem Mostert to create cap space. They're going to cut Durham Smythe to create cap space. Let's just foreshadow here, unless they shake them down and they take pay cuts. But you know, the offensive line needs to be absolutely rebuilt. They've got one guy right now. This is what's coming out in a series, I believe, tomorrow. Where I do look at the defensive line, Zach Sealer is literally the only person under contract on the roster. And if you think about it, Zach Sealer's probably looking at it and saying, hey, I'm one of the most underpaid players at my position, or if the NFL in total, you're going to come to me trying to use my cap space, you're trying to use my salary to create cap space, and I want a new deal. I want more years, more money. So that's even a situation where it's a little bit iffy. They need to address every single thing, Joe. Everything. There isn't a position. You can name a position, Joe, and I can tell you why they have to address it.
Well, I guarantee you this. Chris Greer did not tell when he sat down here recently with the owner of the team. I'll guarantee you he didn't say that. Like, hey, so how are we looking? Because we got to win this year. He goes, man, we need help everywhere. He's not saying that, right?
There's no way that he couldn't have said that, because they got to go over how we're going to create the cap space. And that's the magical question. How are we going to create this cap space so we can do what we need to do? Are we going to be trying to shake down or cut, Bradley Chubb, the guy we gave up a first-round pick for? So we're going to give up a first-round pick for a guy who's going to be here and actually play 1.5 seasons with us?
Not a good look. I agree. If they were to do that, that would be you'll be all over that like a cheap suit. I agree.
Are we going to be, asking to take a loan from the Bank of Tua, and get $20 million in cap space from him by giving him a signing bonus? I mean, giving him a roster bonus, changing up his numbers, which then increase our commitment to him later on. Ooh, make it harder. Yeah. Make it harder for us to move on. That's there. There are just so few ways for them to create cap space, and everything has a negative. Every single one of them has a negative to it. Do you want to sign Jalen Phillips to an extension as opposed to having him play on the fifth-year option? Jalen Phillips has only missed the last 2 years with injuries.
Right.
What kind of money do you put on an extension to Jalen Phillips?
Yeah. All right. And let me ask you this one. Do you feel comfortable coming back and saying Patrick Paul's your left tackle? I'm wanting to, okay.
Ooh.
Got his feet wet.
Yeah.
He was up and down. Yeah. What do you think?
No, but I mean, it's not ideal. They said we left the season. They said they basically want Teron Armstead back. Now, him coming back means he's probably going to have to take a haircut, drop his salary like he did last year from $15 million to $9 million or $8 million. And here's the thing. Teron doesn't have to agree to do these things. And what if Teron doesn't view this as a place where he can win it all anymore? Or what if he just decides he wants to retire? Another situation where, I mean, I think they're in a better position now, having Patrick Paul been here and work under Teron and see it for a season and then play 300 and something snaps, as opposed to not having him here. But, is it an ideal spot, ideal position for the team to be in? No, it's not.
I got to tell you, man, you look at this thing, I'm with you. Like, I am like, man, there's a lot of positions that need to be upgraded if you're going to play in any of the parties we've seen here the last couple of weekends. And I'm not talking about the final one. I'm just talking about some of the things you've seen. And
every site, Joe, has Javon Holland rated like the top five free agent available, which means he's gonna bank and make real money. And I just don't see any way that you could possibly pay Javon Holland. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not giving him a deal that makes him, you know, one of the top 10 highest paid safeties, much less top five highest paid safeties. I'm like, I'm good based on what I saw last season.
Well, so then that takes me to maybe that safety position is going to be pretty high on the priority list, huh?
In this draft. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It should have been high on the priority list last year. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And we had Jordan Poyer, and, you know, season played out the way it played out, which is your safeties didn't have a single interception.
Hey, I know you haven't talked to him recently, but I wanted to ask you about Mike McDaniels. Does Mike change a lot? Like, he's come out and said, hey, I got – obviously finding players is not enough when they're mm-hmm. late and this. And I, you know, if they – that tells me they don't want to be here. So – you can't change your personality because people will read right through that. After you've been one way for 3 years, now you come back and they're going, man, Mike. Mm-hmm. So what changes for you to get guys to get the message that have had it pretty easy around here?
I think the more the locker room changes. Here's my honest opinion about this, Joe. Why do we know about all this lateness and tardiness? Well, it's because Mike put it up there on a platter for us by talking to the players and addressing them right before they came in to do their post press conference interviews. That's the only reason we know about it.
Did he want us to know? That's what I don't know. He did. He did want those players to tell the media. Okay.
That is my now. Why would that be your motivation? Why would that be a topic that you want the media to know? Because I guess you have the media, we all think it's country club, Mike. And I don't know if it's necessarily fair, but you know, he gave this storyline to us. Why would he give this storyline to us?
Yeah.
It is the question that I really haven't, you know, I think it's like falling on a sword so that the players don't have to fall on the sword, or creating a narrative. Why did he create this narrative? Why?
So I want to ask you about Tyler Huntley. He's not the backup quarterback next year, or do you think he is? Or are they still looking to get a veteran and draft a guy? I would think they do both.
I think they will probably add him just as a third or somebody competing. But I think they realize that they have to upgrade that position. I personally prefer a veteran, Joe. I do not want them drafting a quarterback because I don't want it to be a John Beck situation where all of a sudden the regime changes and then they get here and then they're looking at the quarterback and saying, oh, I want my own quarterback. Just go and add a veteran quarterback, because realistically, something happens to Tua next year, everybody's getting fired. Let's not be naive about that. Something happens to Tua next year physically, no matter what happens record wise, everybody's getting fired. Like, and the last thing I want a new GM and a new head coach to do is inherit another quarterback, inherit somebody else's quarterback. Because you know what they're going to say, Joe? I want to pick my own quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, I got to just end you with this, too. I was thinking of Tua, obviously. You watch the games, you kind of match everything up with the Dolphins. I was doing that last night out of habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the one thing that Tua can't do that all four of those quarterbacks did in their games mm-hmm. is take off mm-hmm. and run for first downs
yep.
and
Absolutely.
Run for touchdowns and do the quarterback sneak. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a nice – extra dimension to have in mm-hmm. your offense when something breaks down or play's not there and you got a guy can take off from the 15 or 20 yard line and score a touchdown or at least get a first down. Boy, it is sure nice to see, and we saw it a lot in both games.
Yes, we saw it a lot in the entire playoff run. And yes, that's the direction quarterbacks are going. You unfortunately don't have a quarterback that can do that and should do that. But there's no shame in that. Not everybody's going to have one of those quarterbacks. So
no, that's true.
Are you now saying that the Dolphins need an athletic quarterback? So Justin Fields or Marcus Mariota to be the backup?
Hey, you get one of those guys and you like them and it's an upgrade to help you. You just need right now somebody to help you. I've been saying too, as the starting quarterback, but I can no longer you can't trust him. You got to have somebody to come in for 3, 4, 5 games. Mm-hmm. Another concussion means another 4 games out. You got to have somebody to fill in, right? Or the hip.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have to have somebody. I the way that I look at it and the way that I addressed it in the series is, let's assume Tua misses the exact same amount of games as he missed this year, which is 6. You have to have somebody who can keep you 500.
That's right. I agree.
That is not a rookie. That is not a rookie.
Agree.
If it's, you know, Justin Fields is out there. I don't think he fits this offense, but he can do a lot of those. He can do a lot of those scrambling things and short yardage things that right now Tua can't do. So that's a package there. Marcus Mariota can do that also. He's got a great relationship with Tua. In fact, Marcus Mariota is Tua's hero growing up. They actually have a close relationship. That maybe he wouldn't mind being, you know, Tua's do boy.
Tua has no say so. We're not doing that again. I don't even want to hear that brought up. Do you really? Like, well, Tua can't work. Listen, Tua has no say so. He's missed too many games. This is about getting the best guy possible to help you win. I don't care if he's a redneck from the South or a country man up in the mountains somewhere coming out of the mountains with a big beard. Hey, man, make it work. You're all quarterbacks. Make it work.
Yeah. They talked about drafting one in the postseason press conference. And I think that that's cute. And it's encouraging, but I really don't. I don't think Chris Greer deserves the opportunity to draft another quarterback. No offense.
All right. Well, listen, Omar, there's a lot to talk about, man. I appreciate you coming on this morning. And are you going to Senior Bowl or no? You staying home?
No, my teammate Isaiah Smalls is going to the Senior Bowl.
Lot of pressure on him. A lot of pressure on the new kid. Let's hope he has a good few days.
Yeah. I don't think he knows what he's getting into, but that's the luck to you. I'll be there to guide him like yoga. What is it?
You're asking me? No.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. Omar, thank you.
All right. Talk to you guys.
All right. Thanks. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. Hey, I want to tell you about Beverly Jewelry before we get back to business here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I like talking about Jeff and Amanda and Beverly's Jewelers, whether it's Valentine's Day, whether an anniversary's coming up, or you're thinking about getting engaged. Beverly's Jewelers been my jeweler. Matter of fact, my wife and I are going, you know, you've known Jeff since before we got married. You went there and got my first ring, and then I upgraded it because you didn't have any money at the time, and I got a bigger ring. I said, oh, you stop. I know that. And I know they have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, a VVS Clarity e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring, and it's just $3,999. How about that for an engagement ring? Choose from all shapes and larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is only for a limited time, and they mean that. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high, and Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs and tennis bracelets and jewelry to really suit any style or occasion coming up. So what are you waiting for? 50 to 70% off select items during their limited time sale going on right now at Beverly's Jewelry. Been around for a long time. Hey, whether it's Valentine's Day, like I said, or an anniversary, or birthday, or anything else, you can trust Beverly's Jewelers. Boy, I know I have for more than 30 years. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope you enjoyed the game last night. I don't really care who wins. Listen, they've all beat the crap out of us, the Chiefs and the Bills. Chiefs twice last year, of course, the Bills twice just about every year. since Josh Allen's been there, and won the good game, and it was. Listen, right down the wire, man. And you start looking at plays, and Kansas City gets a fourth down stop. You know, I don't know how you call that thing either way, but Kansas City, yes, got the stop defensively and got the ball early in the fourth quarter. And then the other one is you're tied in. Just he drops the ball, folks, at the end on that fourth down. Josh Allen running for his life on an all-out blitz, and the only place he can do is run backwards and throw while he's running backwards. Threw it about 35 yards. Down to the 35-yard line of Kansas City, and his tight end, Dalton Kincaid, dropped the ball. It wasn't the most difficult catch. You're coming back. Wasn't in like you had to, could barely get your hands under it. It wasn't at all. Tried to body catch it into his body, diving forward, and it bounced off of him. But you know, you're trying to knock them off because there still would have been, 145, 150 in the game, and you're in good shape at the 35-yard line, at least to tie the game up. And you didn't do it. If not, win the game if you're aggressive, which I'm guessing they would have been. So you lose, like everybody else in a tight ball game, and somehow they go through the year and all the games that shoulda, woulda, coulda, and teams had chances to beat them, and they block kicks, and quarterbacks fumble out of the shotgun, and you probably can think of some other ways they were in close games and were able to pull them out. But the Eagles and Chiefs should – I really believe the Eagles overall have a better roster. I don't even think it's close. From the O-line to just about everything else. They're better across the board, except one position. And that position's really important. And now that we're seeing the running Patrick Mahomes, who ran for a bunch of first downs, yes, I think that's the most first downs he's run for in a game. Some of them, by the way, were touchdowns, two of them. And the defense got aggressive and did a nice job in the fourth quarter. So all that ends up being. But it was another, I mean, my God, you're Buffalo flying home again in one of those games. It's just got to – well, you had to, actually had the game at your house last year and lost. But, boy, these losses, when you have this good team that they have and played really well together and you lose again, it's tough. A lot of great stories from yesterday. Vic Fangio leaves the Dolphins after 1 year or whatever, the mutual agreement to leave, and – went back to Philly and has the number one defense and has 10 takeaways in 3 playoff games against Green Bay, L.A., and Washington. 10 takeaways in the 3 games. And so now we'll see what happens. See what happens. We got the news with Jimmy Butler as well. Jimmy Butler, here we go again. 2-game suspension. Seemed like it was just yesterday, right, where he missed the plane. Haven't heard much from Jimmy except he's out promoting paddleball. And he
loves the city, too.
Yeah, he loves the city. Made it clear. He loves the city, family, and friends.
He just hates the Heat front office.
Just hates the Heat. Yeah. And it's not his teammates.
Not his teammates.
That's good. He might as well just say, I hate Pat, would be, right?
By the way, for whatever it's worth, they got Jimmy on the board on Hard Rock for 13.5 points tonight.
Do they really? Well, that's what he's averaging since been back.
That's what he is, though. Like, that's the thing I don't get. Like, if you're Phoenix, what are you seeing right now? Like, what is
a two-way player? He can defend. I saw the comments. Like, he can defend that Durant and Booker don't want to do. He'll do the dirty work. He'll guard. He'll take the toughest guy. And I'm like, man, it's been a long time since I've seen Jimmy do all these things that you think he's going to do at age 35.
Yeah.
Back, like, I wouldn't let him, like, so I'm going to say it again. This is the third time I said this, and kick me in the head if I do it. Is he going to go out and play like an aggressive Jimmy Butler and try to score and get a little selfish with the ball and show us that he got a little playoff Jimmy left in him? Or does he stand in the corner, throw the ball to everybody else, get a couple of baskets, and go, hey, I mean, that's kind of my role in this team now. I don't know how I fit in. Does he do that? And then Spo doesn't play him in the fourth quarter because Spo won't. I mean, if he was to be honest, I don't like what I'm seeing. Body language and everything else with this team is not good. What kind of tennis shoes does he wear tonight? Does he pick another team tonight? Does he go L.A.? Does he go in L.A. colors tonight?
Well, let's be honest, too. This is actually a relatively important game, right? I mean, you're fighting with the Magic for positioning. You got Detroit in there as well. You know, be nice to get out of that play-in tournament. They're a half game out of it right now. They're 13 and a half back. The Pistons and Magic are all 13 back. So, like, this is actually a kind of a big game tonight.
What?
Like, to get this one at home, right?
And do you throw him right back in the starting lineup again tonight?
Yeah, you have to. You can't. No, you can't screw with him. Either you play him the right way or you don't.
Does he show up late for shoot around today? Oh, my God. Loves the city. Doesn't like following rules. Doesn't want to play hard.
Well, we'll find out. They have a shoot around this morning at like 10 a.m.
Oh, everybody's brother will be there to check that out. You know, this is all for one. He didn't get his two-year, $113 million extension. Apparently that 48 this year and 52 player option that he controls, player option, I said, that's $100 million is just...
Remember that video I told you about that they made? And he said at it was like training camp or something that I've made enough money. I'm good. I'm just here to play.
Oh, I want to play that. I love that stuff. Yeah. He did say that. Yeah. Well, apparently things have changed.
That video, someone put that out. It was like a 5-minute video. It was very emotional.
Yeah. Very emotional.
I happen to like Jimmy. I think he's done a lot of great stuff here. I know this is a really messy ending to this.
11 days, next Thursday, February 6th, until the trade deadline. 10, 11 days, whatever it is.
You think he comes back eventually and they all hug it out?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a love fest, man, at the end.
Right.
We've all had a chance and want to thank Jimmy. Never won a championship with Jimmy, but he did a lot of winning.
That is, by the way, that is very disappointing that they're not going to get over the hump with him because they got really close.
Hey, man, any of our teams that get to the finals, it's like a championship in this town, okay?
I suppose. I mean, I was talking to a lot of Dolphin fans yesterday, and it's like, you know, the Chiefs, like, don't lose in the playoffs. What is Mahomes won? Like, what is it, 13 or 14 in a row?
Did I see today, like, he's got some ridiculous record percentage-wise. Yeah. He doesn't have as many playoff wins as Tom Brady, obviously, because he's...
But they can't lose in the playoffs for whatever
reason. Did I see Tom Brady's won 35 playoff games?
Yeah, he's won, like, double Mahomes.
Jeez.
But, like, we haven't won one. Just one. This team cannot lose no matter what people throw at them. They just don't lose.
How many years has it been, Mama? 25 years and rising. All right, we got to go to a break here, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. A lot of news, a lot of stuff happening here. Right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze. No, Michael, you think I'm bringing in another free agent. No, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. This man has no life. This man is working 7 days a week to get you approved and get you qualified quickly and get your money to you. That's what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been doing for almost 35 years. Let me tell you something else, because it's about great service and it's about having the ability to get you qualified quickly. First-time home buyer rates going to get you the lowest rates. That's just a guarantee. And even getting it done for you on the weekend is the impressive stuff. You can get the whole process started on the weekend when a lot of those bank guys are off and out playing golf and hanging out with their families. This Michael Kotze really has no life. This guy is working. If you're self-employed and been declined by the banks, he's got a program for you. If you found something over the weekend, you're going, man, I want to get going on this quickly so we don't lose it. Michael Kotze says, call me, man. Let me get it done for you. Reverse mortgages, more popular than ever. And if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. And that is Michael Kotze's wheelhouse right there. That's his specialty, reverse mortgages. So again, 62 and older, got a lot of equity in your home, or hell, have it all paid off. Michael Kotze can get that money for you quickly, still have a place to live. Listen, he's good at what he does. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. They're saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze.
Joe, before we get back to it here, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guests Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and Gavin Adcock at Hard Rock Stadium in July. To enter, text the word Wallen to 20357. That is Wallen, W-A-L-L-E-N, and make sure you don't send it to the regular text line. It's 20357. You know where it says two? You gotta put that part in there.
I know one thing. That guy is hot right now.
The question is,
hot country singer.
Say the last guy's name.
Don't worry.
We're going to do it all week without laughing. For more information.
No, you laugh at yourself because you like that childish stuff.
For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Well, you know.
All right. Hey, thank you. Marlin fans, got some baseball fans out there. Get ready for the first fiesta of the season. Fan Fest. Don't miss your chance. They actually put a lot together, a lot of really cool stuff, an exclusive MVP access. You meet Sandy Alcantara coming back from his surgery, and he'll be ready to go. And all your favorite players will be there. They're going to have a free kids clinic, get behind-the-scenes tour of the ballpark, and end of the night with an epic fireworks show. So it's really kind of a cool day for you and the family if you're looking for something to do. Plus, fans will get a first look at their 2025 season, featuring theme nights, heritage celebrations, and more. There's something really for the whole family. Experience it all on Saturday, February 8th from 4 to 8 p.m. So get your tickets today at marlins.com/fanfest. I love it, man. If you got kids, I know Woody was telling me this morning he's going to the kids clinic and go out and enjoy it. Hey, you got kids and go out there and hang out with the young ball players. And
they got different sessions for the kids clinic. You go online, you sign up.
Good stuff.
Different sessions there.
All right. So
we're going.
All right. That's where we are right now, man. That's where we are. We've got a lot of stuff, and baseball will be starting up spring training before you know it here. This is a really weird one. In all the years, you think of things, and I remember when Pat called out Shaq for being way overweight and said it wasn't, he's too heavy, and, we went through that whole thing. And now we got this Jimmy Butler situation. Didn't get his an extension. We got to get that sound where he said it didn't matter. He's going to play hard, and we'll see what happens if that's what Pat wants, to see him play more games. Like seeing him just play, period. And see, you have any kind of idea what happened tonight? So you think he's in the starting lineup, right? They put him right back.
Well, I think if you're going to play him, you can't screw around with him, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Well, that's a good point. Good point.
You got to do the regular deal, whatever his regular minutes are.
So then on top of that.
My concern is that he get blown out tonight.
Does he play
well,
hard?
With the fourth, though. I know you're talking about the fourth quarter.
Well, they don't play him.
It's
not just because of the score, bud. If that's what you think, you're in make-believe world.
Well,
that's not it. They see that way he plays, and they don't play him in the fourth quarter.
Man, I hope the game's close, and we'll find out. I do. I hope the game's close.
And then on top of that, is there a chance something happens today and they just go, no?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell
does
yeah.
He do something else at shoot around?
He
can going,
miss shoot around. He can miss. He can come late to the game. Do whatever he wants. There's a lot of possibilities.
He wants to find joy, and he loves the people here. Family and friends and everything about Miami he loves, except Pat Riley. And he didn't get the extension. That's why he did that whole thing. But he loves his teammates. Don't play hard for you guys, but I'm not going to get in your way. You guys make sure. Bam and Tyler, it's your team. I'll make sure I throw you the ball a lot, and you guys get your shots up.
Our two biggest stars are having a rough time down here.
Yeah, I never thought you'd see this with.
I don't know where you throw two into the rankings there, but Tyreek and Jimmy are pretty high.
Tyreek is not going anywhere. $106 million guaranteed over 3 years. He's not going anywhere. You went all in, and it wasn't just for 1 year last year.
I think it would be for the best if he didn't talk about the Dolphins while he's streaming his video game playing.
Stay away from that.
It probably wouldn't. Because the problem is, like, you know,
well, apparently he wants to be a GM. And he can do the. Actually, we kind of all agree with that on that whole thing.
People clip it, they catch it, and now it becomes a big topic. And it's like if you have an issue, there's probably other ways to do it than talking about it during your video game session. And the other thing is like Tyreek, you were part of the problem, man.
Well, he said we have to put some pressure on those, you know, I guess front office. Y'all have to fix this. Come on and add some dogs. It doesn't sound as good without all the other stuff he puts in it, but he was pretty passionate.
But he is part of the problem. He did not have a great season. And I know he was injured or whatever, but
you talking about the short passing game we went to?
Yeah, the two deep, was that what they call it?
Oh. The two deep stopper. Mm. It stopped us. You know,
Teams are throwing deep over the weekend.
I got to tell you, it is funny that we made it sound like this two deep thing was something that was brand new.
And well, it's exclusive to stopping the Dolphins.
The two deep dolphin is what they called it. The two deep to stop the Dolphins. Meanwhile, you're right. We're watching guys running down the field.
Mac Hollins was catching the deep balls yesterday.
Hey, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. Mac Hollins just kept going down the middle catching the ball.
You want dogs on your team, that guy. Jeez.
How good was Mac Hollins? And by the way, one of the people's choice, one of the most popular dudes down here from years ago, is still involved in the DCC, comes back. Everybody loves Mac. Mac Hollins is the people's choice. He really is. And how about that, man? He goes to these different teams, and he always puts up numbers and makes all the tackles on special teams. But he had a hell of a game. Had caught two takeoffs yesterday. Made a great catch before the half in the end zone. That was nice against a all-pro defensive back, and then catches one down the middle. You know what's crazy, too? Oh, Josh Allen was really good yesterday. Josh Allen was really good. Didn't get some help at the end of the game, but... And it wasn't enough to take care of Patrick Mahomes and the guys.
That's the sad thing, though. Lamar loses, not his fault. Josh did enough to get them at least in a field goal. He catches up all their in field goal range.
Right.
With time left,
fresh downs at the 35.
Brutal, man.
Yeah.
That is absolutely brutal.
At the Kansas City 35, fresh downs.
They're going to show that play for a long time.
I just, when it got tied, it was like, oh, no, I ain't feeling good about this.
Yeah, but he went down. I mean, he did it. He just got to make that catch, I guess.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got a
tough
play,
though. Steve.
No. You're talking about the catch again?
Yeah, it was a tricky play.
What was tricky about it? Just catch it.
He was sideways.
He was sideways? Anybody think that wasn't a drop yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it goes down.
Tony Romo.
Drop,
that was the best part of Romo's game is he – called the guy out like, you got to catch that, man.
No Romo for the Super Bowl, thank God.
I got to tell you, I thought Tom Brady was really good in that game.
Yeah. Can we trade Brady and put Brady with Jim Nance? Because Jim Nance is by far the best out of any of these guys. And you just put Brady in there.
Because
Romo's getting his act's getting a little rough.
He's not predicting plays ahead of time.
We had that one yesterday where Josh, rolls out. He heaves it down the field. He goes, "What is he doing? You can't do this." And he saw the flag.
All right. Hey, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. Got to tell you about Chapman Partnership. I want to take a minute to tell you about an organization that is doing great work in Dade County, Chapman Partnership. I tell everybody it's about a lot more for the homeless than just a warm meal and some housing. They're changing lives daily in our community by going beyond shelter and providing caring support and all these wraparound services, mental health and doctors and babysitting services and helping people get back out on their feet. So, hey, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary this year, 30 years of hope for over three decades. Chapman has assisted over 140,000 individuals and families overcome self-sufficiency. I'm telling you right now, join me for 2025 to celebrate and support their mission and work in our communities, paving successful pathways find them, helping them find a place to live, helping them find a job and get right back out. It's a second chance for the homeless, and nobody does it better than Chapman Partnership. It's growing, and we need your help. Join us today for $30, just $30. So please join me at WQAM to show support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. That's chapmanpartnership.org. Thank you so much.